Aslan Mattress is a family-owned small business founded by a pioneer of the online mattress industry and offers the most comfortable, affordable gel memory foam mattress in the luxury bedding category. Masterfully crafted out of the most technologically advanced foams to provide deep, restful sleep for all body types and sleep positions. Aslan Sleeps Cool is soft to the touch yet supportive and is certified non-toxic and eco-friendly. 100% made in the USA. They are so convinced you will love it, they back it with a 365-night risk-free trial and infinite warranty. Ships fast and free in the 48 contiguous U.S. states right to your door. Aslan stands out by offering the very best in quality sleep products without the corporate markups. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslan Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10. Or save $400 off the Aslan 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Not valid with any other offer. Visit AslanMattress.com. That's A-S-L-A-N Mattress.com. Welcome back. Joe Giganti, Regular Joe here with you on this Thursday. You want to be a part of the conversation? By all means, 888-737-1737, 888-737-1737. Want to play the full audio. This is James Vanderbeek. Many know him. Dawson from Dawson's Creek. I remember him being in the movie Friday Night Lights. Apparently, he's done a bunch of other stuff. But he's a Hollywood actor nonetheless. And he's out apparently walking his dogs, decides he's going to do a video because he's kind of torqued by being told by the Democratic National Committee and by Joe Biden, there'll be no debates, there'll be no open fight for the nomination on the Democratic side. And of course, if you listen, he's a little concerned. I mean, he's at one point in this, it's about a minute long. At one point, he says, if he gets reelected and if he lives. So, I mean, this is not, he's not putting a lot of faith in the competency of his quote unquote, his guy, Joe Biden. And he's saying this is not acceptable. And I share all this because we began the hour talking about the good news that now Christopher Wray has confirmed. There is a document from when Joe Biden was vice president that alleged he being a key part of a bribery scheme to the tune of potentially $500 million. And while it's great news that it's being confirmed that it's out there, because the truth being told is always good news, I suspect there's more than one reason why you're getting movement on this right now. And I think the other part of it is they're always trying to keep two, three steps ahead of the game. And if they need to, and I told you they would, if they need to set up a reason to send him out to pasture, they will. And I think this is part of that setup. Nonetheless, as you hear more and more voices from the left sounding a lot of like what James Vanderbeek's about to say, and as I said going to the break, I mean, look, he's a Hollywood liberal, not exactly somebody that you're going to put a lot of stock in, but if the Hollywood liberals are starting to say, yeah, we're done with Joe Biden, what does that tell you about the average rank-and-file Democrat and how fed up they are? Here's all of what he had to say on this little walk.
I cannot get over the fact that the Democratic National Committee is saying there will not be a debate to decide the nominee for president. Are you kidding me? Over an 80-year-old man who, if he lives, will be the oldest sitting president in the history of the country. And if he doesn't live, has a vice president whose approval rating is worse than his. This guy is obviously declining mental faculties. You're putting him up in front of a podium with flashcards telling him who to call on and what the questions are going to be. And you're telling us there's no debate? What about the will of the people? Let's just not even the will of the people. What about the will of the people who voted for the guy last time? Because of those people, 72% think there ought to be a debate. So the DNC is openly ignoring, bypassing the will of the people. This was a democracy of the people, by the people, for the people. If we don't have a debate, this is not a democracy by the people. It's a democracy by them.
And he's spot on. His description is completely correct. Yeah, they're basically telling you, we don't care what you think. We don't care what you want. Here's who you're going to vote for because we want you to vote for this person. At least that's what they're going to say for now. And who knows? They might be just insane enough to push it. We'll see. As time goes on, it'll become more clear. Now, I have said from the very beginning, I didn't think Joe Biden would be the nominee for the Democrats in 2024. We'll see if that pans, you know, proves to be true. I still believe they will try to get him out of the way. They don't want a repeat of 2020. Few do. And I'm going to tell you right now, they don't want it. Not just because they're worried about, oh, Trump might beat him this time. They realize the challenge it is to try to run a guy that you can't even put out on the stump, that can't go out and actually fight to win the presidency. Now, we're going to get into the whole election integrity part of this because that's an important piece, too. It's a very important piece to get into. And as a matter of fact, it ties into something we talked about earlier this week about Ken Paxton, the attorney general, who's now been impeached in the state of Texas. And you might wonder why one of the most conservative attorney generals seemingly is under attack for what seems to be rather odd reasons. Well, we'll get into that. We'll get into exactly what that means and why. And I think there's a lot to be seen and to be learned from what Ken Paxton said at a recent event where he gave a speech on fighting election fraud. He had a lot to say. He named a lot of names and he gave some specific examples. Could that be what's really behind this push? Now, with this release, we'll get into that. With this release of information that Christopher Wray said, yep, this document does exist. As we always know, there's always something else. There's always another shoe that drops. And that shoe that dropped this time, of course, it's Trump, right? I mean, is there anything else they have right now? Trump! But look over here at Trump! So yesterday, as the debt ceiling vote was looming and news was coming out that Christopher Wray had confirmed that this did exist, came the news that there's audio of Donald Trump admitting he knows things about classified documents. Now, I say it this way because, well, frankly, no one really knows what the audio is or even if it really exists. I mean, I'm thinking of any number of times that Adam Schiffer Brain said, we've got the smoking gun here. We've got a smoking gun. They never did. they never did. Now, in this case, there's a report from CNN that where they're explaining exactly what went on, like why this is a big news story and exactly what supposedly kind of sort of is in this audio. Now, do you think it's by any coincidence, by any accident, that this information is coming out at the same time that they're confirming the existence of this memo at the FBI? Because I don't believe in those kind of coincidences. And I don't think you should either. Now, supposedly, and again, I say it this way because we don't actually have the audio. They haven't released the audio. They haven't leaked the audio. They've only said that the audio exists. And, you know, we have to take their word for it after all because, I mean, has the media ever lied to us about these things? I mean, I don't, Steve, you ever feel like they've been less than forthcoming? I can't imagine. Now, of course, they go to all the experts when they want to talk about this. So one of those experts they go to is Andrew Weissman, who used to be the counsel over at the FBI and then was counsel on the Mueller investigation. Here they are explaining a little bit about it. Cut 13.
Federal prosecutors have obtained an audio recording of a summer 2021 meeting in which former President Trump acknowledges he held onto a classified Pentagon document about a potential attack on Iran. Multiple sources told CNN, undercutting his argument that he declassified everything. The recording indicates Trump understood he retained classified material after leaving the White House, according to multiple sources familiar with the investigation. On the recording, Trump's comments suggest he would like to share the information, but is aware of limitations on his ability post-presidency to declassify records, two sources said.
So I want to make sure you understand what they're claiming is this smoking gun, at least as they're reporting it. Now, again, they're not making the audio public. We haven't heard the audio. We don't have a transcript. But that's Nicole Wallace, by the way, Republican extraordinaire over at MSNBC. And she said that according to CNN, I love when MSNBC is quoting CNN. You talk about an echo chamber circle jerk. Either way, she's quoting them as saying that on a recording, Donald Trump acknowledges that he has documents that were classified. Now, we don't know if he's saying these were classified documents, I declassified. We don't know. And then he also acknowledges on the audio that he can't share any classified information because that would be against the rules. And that's somehow... Now, let me think here. He's saying, no, you know what? When it's classified like this, we can't share it. And somehow, some way, that's a smoking gun. No, it sounds like he's saying, no, you can't, for reasons of security, you can't share this. But that's okay. That never stops him. Andrew Weissman was on hand on Deadline White House, MSNBC, to help make sure people understood how bad, how serious this really is. Cut 14.
If this reporting is true, and I'm trying not to use hyperbole, this is game over. There's no way that he will not be charged. One, it's a tape recording. Even though the reporting is, there are also witnesses, so there could be tape recording with witnesses. It involves not just possession of classified information, but dissemination of classified information. That puts it into a completely different ballpark when you are at the Department of Justice examining the seriousness of the violation and whether to bring charges.
So he doesn't want, what he really, when he says, you know, he's, the beginning, he's like trying to be controlled. It's because he's almost as euphoric at some levels as Kevin McCarthy was. He's, well, I'm trying to control myself. Because the way they get, this is their wet dream, right? This is what they're like. They can't, oh my God, we got it. Think about all the times you saw Schiff on television going, I've got it, we've got it. And there was nothing. There was never anything there. So I don't even know that this recording even exists, to be honest with you. At least not in the form that they're trying to. But either way, they're all out there celebrating his demise once again. And notice that this drops on the same day that Christopher Wray says, now again, you have the theory, the concept, the allegation that's pretty much being created out of whole cloth at one level versus the FBI has a document that says the then sitting vice president was alleged to have been engaged in a bribery scheme to the tune of $500 million. Now, what do you think they spent more time on in the media last night when they're talking about it? Here's Ty Cobb. He worked in the White House. No, not the baseball. He worked in the White House, in the counsel's office of the White House, when Donald Trump was president. So, of course, that means they're best buddies. Well, at least that's what CNN wants you to think. Doesn't mean that at all. And here he is saying they've got his boot on his neck. By the way, is that not slightly microaggressive and triggering? The whole boot on the neck thing is actually, you know, that's an allegory to white people holding down minorities. And here you have a very white man making that allegation against the government, against Donald Trump. But again, not that he's sympathetic. He's saying, no, he's going down, baby.
I don't see any eagerness on the part of Jack Smith and his team to slow down. I think they have their foot on his neck. I noticed that Trump, as he did 3 days before he was indicted by Alvin Bragg, was raising money today on the alleged coming indictment by Jack Smith. So I think Trump and his own team believe this is going to come quickly.
So there, by the way, high energy guy there. Someone give Ty Cobb smelling salts. I'm not sure he's there. So you have the news that Christopher Wray says it's real, and then immediately MSNBC and CNN go into control mode, right? They go into damage control, and they say, well, we've got this video, we've got this audio, we've had an allegation. He said he knew he had them. We've got him. It's a smoking gun. He's going down, ladies and gentlemen. Gee, you know, I wonder why no one trusts the mainstream media and thinks that they're kind of the PR arm of the Democratic Party.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.
Coming storm.